in the shotgun. Pressure on. Ball is tipped and picked off Kareem Jackson. From the 42 of Houston, Hasselbeck, quick throw left side. Picked Jackson. Off Kareem across the 50, the 40 right sideline, has room, the 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kareem Jackson.
Year five for you, you know, it's hard to believe how fast it's gone, but you know, got four of these kind of off seasons under your belt, OTAs, training camp type things. Just this year, what's different going in?
For me, it's pretty much the same approach. I just want to try to get better in every aspect, you know. New coaching staff coming in, you know, I just want to buy in and be a piece of the puzzle, you know, just like every other year, you know, definitely, you know, go out and do what I can to help the team, you know, progress, you know, and come together and also win at the same time. So, you know, for me, it's just all about buying in and just being a piece of the puzzle.
When you talk about getting better, what aspects of your game or what do you think you can improve on to get better?
And I mean, when I say that, I want to get better in every aspect, you know. Every part of my game I'm working on, whether it's, you know, strength, whether it's, you know, trying to get faster, press technique, off technique, you know, reading three-step, whatever the case may be, you know, I want to improve in it in each and every way, so I'm definitely working on it.
And you talk about buying in to a new coaching system. Specifically, kind of take us through what is new, whether it's Romeo Crennel's system back there or specifically learning, you know, new drills to improve all those skills that you're talking about in secondary.
I mean, of course, it's, you know, definitely buying into the new coaches, you know. You know, being with a certain coaching staff for so long, some guys, you know, sometimes it takes them a while to kind of catch on to what's going on that's new with stuff. But, you know, for me, it's been an easy process. You know, coaches coming in, they're doing some great stuff, you know. Definitely a lot of excitement, you know, everybody's enthusiastic about everything. So, you know, for me, it's just definitely an easy transition. So, you know. You know, for those guys to come in, you know, it was a great thing for us. And, you know, we just want to put our best foot forward and, you know, go out and, you know, execute the things that they're teaching us. And at the same time, you know, definitely have fun doing it.
You know, because there is when you talk about, like, having a coaching staff and when there's some synergy with a staff that's been there for a while, it's easier. You already know kind of the system. But is there kind of a cool little benefit to having a new staff where you are, specifically from a position coach, you are learning new things and, you know, you just kind of almost like those, you know, two minds creating a third. You're just getting information from different people.
Right. Like you say, I mean, with being with those coaches for so long and, you know, with the new groups coming in, you know, learning some new things will definitely help you elevate your game, you know, because sometimes it gets to a point where you're doing the same stuff for so long where, you know, you're not really working any new things. But, you know, with the new coaches coming in, we're definitely doing a lot of new stuff on defense. You know, it's definitely helping us out. And, you know, we're having fun out there on the field and, you know, definitely want to come together as a team and, you know, definitely be successful.
Well, you're a guy that is still looking to learn new things, but you're also a guy now here in year five that a lot is probably put upon you to teach some of those things back to some of these younger guys, the DJs or the DeAndre Howells. I mean, just is that a role that you've embraced so far?
Oh, yeah. Just trying to definitely embrace that role, you know, as a leader, being a more of a vocal guy, you know, in years of past, you know, just trying to lead in more of a, you know, just going out and doing it, you know, leading by example, guy from doing that to also still doing that, but being vocal at the same time. So, you know, anything I can do to help the younger guys, you know, definitely the rookies that just came in, you know, help them make their transition a lot easier, I'm definitely willing to do it because I was in that same situation. And, you know, for me, I wanted somebody to, you know, hey, maybe grab me by the hand or, you know, help me out in certain situations, tell me, hey, you know, try doing this or this might help you. So, you know, if I can do that, you know, I'll definitely help those guys.
2-14, obviously, no one enjoyed that. But what can you individually and as a team take away and what did you learn from 2-14?
2-14, I mean, you got to win. I mean, you got to go out and you got to perform. You know, that's definitely a must for us, you know. You know, as a team, we really just trying to forget last year, you know. Right now, we're starting with a clean slate, you know, new coaching staff and like I say, we just want to buy in and we want to go out and we put our best foot forward, you know, when it's time to go.